The 19th annual World AIDS Conference ends on Friday. The week-long event brought together experts and policymakers from around the world to talk about the epidemic. The theme is Turning the Tide Together, and the conference has been the venue for the announcement of new medical treatments, as well as data showing a decrease in infection rates around the world. However, some experts say there has been little on how behavior change has led to a reduction in transmission rates, as opposed to just relying on condoms. Dr. Timothy Flanagan of Brown University Medical School told Charles Collins, behavior change is the only way to end the pattern of multiple concurrent sexual partners, as well as raising the age of first sexual experience, the two leading ways to reduce HIV transmission rates.
To say that there's a tension between the International AIDS Conference, which takes place every 2 years, and the Catholic teachings on social justice and the work of the thousands of Catholic institutions involved in HIV and AIDS work around the globe is a wild understatement. There's not a tension. You would think that we are coming from different planets, and we're not on the same page at all in many ways.
What's the source of this conflict?
Well, there's outstanding evidence now in multiple countries and in different communities that the number one factor behind the spread of HIV is multiple partnerships. And not just multiple partnerships, but multiple partnerships around the same time. And that allows HIV and other STDs to ping-pong back and forth. Now, where's the conflict with the approach of so many Catholic organizations that are out there rolling up their sleeves and doing the hard work? And it ought to be said that the number one provider of care for HIV and AIDS around the world are institutions affiliated with the Catholic Church. So the Church is really at the forefront of providing top-notch care and, just as importantly, compassionate care, which is the most effective. So, where's the conflict? The conflict really is in the emphasis in terms of prevention. If you just walked into the conference, you would see plastered everywhere the slogan, love, life, condomize. And condoms are really being touted as the solution. The priorities being placed on condom promotion as the answer to prevention. And this approach in prevention is heavily supported through UNAIDS. Now, it's not the only thing, but I can tell you it receives the lion's share of the promotion to the broader public. And that is a big mistake.
Why is this a mistake? Isn't it difficult to change behavioral patterns in a society?
There have been changes in behavior. So if you look at Kenya, Uganda, Zimbabwe, you see increases in rates of abstinence. You see marked decreases in multiple partnerships. And you also see increases in condom use when individuals are going to have risky sex anyway. So a clear message out there really saying that early age of sexual initiation, saying multiple partnerships is dangerous, is risky, will spread HIV, will spread other STDs is really, really important. And if you cruise through that conference, which is enormous and important, you would have heard very little of that. People working in the field know it.
What have been the positive aspects of this meeting?
There's really great news out there regarding the fight against HIV and AIDS. There's a real decrease in the number of individuals that are HIV infected. It's down from 2.7 million individuals a year to 2.5 million people a year around the globe. That's still way too many, and that's just a number. But behind the number is a huge burden of suffering from this epidemic. We also have really good treatment for HIV, which is new. And UNAIDS and others, including the Global Fund and PEPFAR, have supported a wonderful effort to roll out treatment. And individuals on treatment for HIV with combination medications can live a healthy life literally for over 50 years. And news was presented at the conference showing that treatment is just as effective whether you're in New York or Rome or Uganda or in Bangkok. That is phenomenal. We also heard very powerful news of the best way to decrease TB among HIV-infected individuals worldwide is combination antiretroviral therapy, or ART, and that's what we call our combination medication for HIV. So it's better and better and less expensive, and that is phenomenal news. There's also incredible news showing a reduction in maternal-to-child transmission. So with medications, a pregnant woman will decrease the chance of passing the virus to her baby dramatically. So the goal is now to reduce the chance of HIV being transmitted to a baby to under 2%. That's big news. And again, UNAIDS, PEPFAR, Global Fund should be lauded for their work there. Just incredible. But there's so much more to be done.